It's time for hints.
She's got hints nobody else would know. Hints nobody ever sees. We've got hints from Heloise. So what can I do with this old broken comb?
Hang it on the wall? My car keys just found a new home.
We've got hints from Heloise.
That's right, P1s, by popular demand. It's time for Hints from Heloise. It's a column to help you with your life. It is usually ripped and read from the Dallas Morning News Arts and Life section, but today it is ripped and read from the internet, the Washington Post, the fake news headquarters.
Boy, it really is. Now, were they kind enough to give us some good holiday hints?
Yes.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yes, I have sifted through the last week or so of Heloise's columns, and I have a couple of not holiday-related hints, and then a few that will help you get through this busy holiday season.
That's beautiful. I'll be taking notes.
And if you have no idea what this is a legacy segment that I used to do on my Saturday show with Danny Bayless. It's called The Orphanage. We haven't done it for like 2 or 3 years, but as a kid, I was always obsessed with the Hints from Heloise column. And when I got my own radio show, I thought, this will kill a segment.
Sure.
So here we go. Dear Heloise, this is brought to you from John E. in Pennsylvania. Sorry, excuse me. Hallsopple, Pennsylvania. Dear Heloise, it's difficult for my visually impaired wife to locate and put back the bar of soap on our bathroom sink. I put soft soap into a heavy shaving mug, making it easier for her to just dip her fingers in when she wants to wash. Any mug will do, but the extra weight helps keep it in place.
Wow.
So,
Hearing impaired?
No, visually impaired.
Oh, sight impaired.
Yeah, so I guess it's kind of like you when you wake up in the middle of the night because your prostate is about to burst,
right,
and you have to empty your bladder.
Right.
And you don't want to turn on the lights, and then you stumble over to the sink, and you're trying not to make a bunch of noise and wake people up, and
right,
you can't find the soap. Just have a big thing, like, you know, when you are soaking your fingers in palm olive,
right,
at the nail salon.
Right.
Just a big bowl of liquid soap.
But I like John E's, which, by the way, that's what my brother calls me. My middle name's Edward. He calls me John E, but I swear I didn't write that. I like his suggestion of the heavy cup.
Yes, he says a shaving mug, not necessarily like a coffee mug. So I guess it's the kind of mug that at the barbershop they would put the shaving,
right,
cream in, and then you would take the bristle brush,
right,
and put it in there and get the shaving cream and put it on your face. I don't know that anybody really has shaving mugs anymore. It seems like if you put a mug on the sink for your blind wife, that she would just knock it on the floor and shatter it.
It does. It does.
There's got to be a better way.
I promise you I would in the
soap
scenario
on,
you
soap
painted.
Soap on a rope. Put the rope around the faucet.
The actual faucet, and it's right below it.
Yeah.
Plus it probably gets...
I need to write Heloise. A rebuttal to John E.
Heloise didn't offer any
No, she did not reply.
John. No.
Poor no, John. Sometimes Heloise does work. Other times she just prints crap that people send her.
Yeah.
Well, here she did a little bit of work.
Oh, good.
She says, "Dear readers, I don't know that people were demanding to know this, but she decided, a non sequitur or not, to include this in her column. Dear readers, here are some other uses for a potato peeler. Number one, cut thin slices of cheese with it. Makes sense.
It does. I've done it.
Sharpen pencils.
Never tried that.
You never seem to have a pencil sharpener
at
home.
No, it's a heck of a point. I don't exactly know how I do it.
And who uses pencils anymore?
Another good question.
Anybody? Children.
Big husky.
For math class, pencil. Maybe.
Right. You can also use a potato peeler to shave chocolate to make chocolate curls.
Oh.
I guess if you're decorating a cake.
Yeah, or if you were decorating your bonbons while watching This Is Us.
Yes. So get out your potato peeler.
I may
peeler.
Have to get out the potato. I don't know that we honestly, I don't know that we have a dadgum potato peeler.
And you can also use a potato peeler to carefully remove fuzzy sweater balls from sweaters.
Wow. Do you suppose someone hit her up on Twitter? Hey, what else can I do with a potato peeler? Like, what makes her just think of this?
I don't know.
She probably doesn't have Twitter.
I don't really want to get into Heloise's response to this gentleman. I just want to know what is up with Jack in San Antonio, because he writes, "Dear Heloise, do you have a hint for cleaning gravestone markers?"
Oh, wow. I think that that's just very sweet, and he wants to go clean his wife's gravestone.
I guess.
Or his parents. Maybe his parents.
Just thought that was a little weird.
What did she say?
It depends on what it's made of. And so she breaks down how to clean a granite headstone, clean a marble or limestone headstone,
yeah,
and how to clean a bronze headstone. We don't need to get into all that.
Yeah, had me, then you lost me.
Yeah. All right, let's get into some holiday hints.
Thank you. That's where I get my pen out.
Yeah.
Start taking notes.
All right, this is from Ellen F. in Manassas, Virginia. Dear Heloise, I have some hints to share. I save shipping and durable grocery item boxes for use as gift boxes. The boxes stores provide aren't very strong. I put a lovely Christmas card in each. I guess this is a separate hint. That's hint number one.
Okay.
Hint number two, I put a lovely Christmas card in each of our neighbors' mailboxes on Christmas Eve, along with some baked goodies. And her third hint, on greeting cards that have a price on the back, I put a cute sticker over it. That's so my mom.
Is it?
Like, not wanting you to know how much she spent on anything.
For the card?
Even if it's like a $2.99 greeting card. She would mark it out.
Which, by the way, I get sticker shock on greeting cards these days.
Boy, especially if you get the one with the sound chip inside, the one that has like the fancy layered picture on the front.
Right. I mean, like, those are like $6 and $7 a pop.
Yeah. And people are just going to throw it in the trash.
Yeah, I know.
I always go to the 99-cent rack.
Do you?
Yes. I do not spend money on greeting cards. Do you put your baked goodies in your neighbor's mailboxes?
No, because believe it or not, my parents had someone who did that when we were a mailman, did that, gave us his route people gifts in their mailbox, and he got fired, and my parents were interviewed on the national news because a postman got fired for putting stuff in their mailbox back in the late 70s.
Highly illegal.
I guess
it is. To put things in mailboxes without postage on them.
I guess it is. And even for a mailman, right? He was our mailman. We knew him, weren't really. But he gave gifts to the people on his route, and he got fired. And again, it happened right after Christmas. And I and my parents were interviewed by the national reporter who came in from Chicago.
Wow.
To talk to them
about. What a huge story that turned out to be.
Big for the Rattigan family.
Well, somebody needs to report that lady to the U.S. Postal Service.
Yeah, I would not do that.
By the way, I just got several texts from Robert Wolanski.
Oh.
He says, kill me, now, do it with a shaving mug.
Wow.
That's how much he hates hints from Heloise.
He hates hints, doesn't he?
He hates it so much.
Well, you can text him the next time he's on the air with unintentional grinding.
Right. I hate your face, Robert. How about that? All right, Lisa L. K. in Ann Arbor, Michigan writes, Dear Heloise, for Christmas baking, I needed graham cracker crumbs, so I came up with a way to do it without a rolling pin, which hurts my thumbs. I put the crackers in a bag and grab my hammer.
Oh my God.
Then I pound.
Who doesn't?
It sounds wacky, but it's fun and it works, and it saves me from repetitive motions. That's
also a repetitive motion, by the way, to hammer up and down, up and down, up and down on the graham crackers.
Yeah, who doesn't, like, if you need to crush, like, Oreos or saltines or whatever, you put it in a freezer bag, and then you just whack it with something.
Yeah, we've got a rubber mallet right there in the kitchen that you use to, you know, I break up ice when it gets stuck. Come on, Ellen? Was that her name?
No, that was Lisa, L-K.
Good God, Lisa.
So many people who write to Heloise feel like they invented something that is common knowledge.
Everybody does it. I know.
And finally, this is kind of my favorite type of letter to Heloise. There's not really a hint. It has nothing to do with anything. It's just grandstanding to get published. From Wilma D., in Myersdale, Pennsylvania. Dear Heloise, I am sending this to you, hoping you will print it in your column as a tribute to all men and women in the armed forces who are serving their country during this Christmas season, far from home and far from their loved ones. Thank you.
Boy, you're right. That's just grandstanding. Look at me. And nobody else
Heloise,
says that.
Heloise does reply. She says, "We are indebted to the fine members of the military. We wish all of them and their families the peace and hope this season is all about." And we certainly do.
Of course we do.
We wouldn't be able to go to Toys R Us and buy $80 balls of junk for our children if we were not living in the beautiful free country that we live in, thanks to our servicemen and women. But you don't need to write Heloise to thank service members for their service. Just when you see them, say
tell
thank
them.
You.
That's right. Yes. That's
say
right.
Thank you.
That's right. Like we did to Mike Saroy earlier today.
That's true.
Well,
yes.
Actually, he just said you're welcome.
Oh, yeah. He preemptively preempted
our thank yous.
He preemptively accepted our thanks.
Yeah. So that's it. That's Heloise. Is
yes.
Zelensky still with us?
He is still alive, and he wants to know who is that guy you're on with. It's Radigan. You know Radigan, Zelensky?
He never does. No, he doesn't know who I am.
But he did call me handsome, so I do appreciate that. And that is your hints for the 2017 holiday season. I hope you enjoyed it.